Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 2, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah begins, Harei Chaim Shapilpilin, a pepper mill, Tmeya, Mishum Shleisha Kelim, has three components to it, and each of these three components can become individually Tamei, individually, ritually impure. The bottom piece that the actual pepper, the ground pepper, falls into, Mishum Kli Kibul, that could become tamei because of a receptacle that it accepts something, it holds something in it. That was usually made out of wood. And that's where the ground pepper falls into. That's tamei. The middle part, or I should say the upper part, that actually grinds the blades, mishum kli matchis, because of metal. Halacha is that metal vessels, metal objects become tamei, even if they don't hold something, but as long as they have a utilitarian purpose, they become tamei. And the middle part, Mishum Kli Kava. The middle part was wood. That was the part that sifts between the thick pieces that weren't properly ground and the thin pepper that falls into the bottom. That's also considered a Kli Kibul. It does end up catching the larger pieces. That's called a Kli Kibul. That means it is a receptacle as well. So each of these three pieces individually could become Tame, could become ritually impure. Let's see one more. Mishnah 10. Agala Shel Katan. A walker of a little child. It seems like in those days, they would give, nowadays perhaps they have walkers for people who are injured or elderly people, but in those days they would give a little walker to a kid who was learning how to walk. It says the Mishnah, Tmeya Medris. If the little child is Tame, he's a Zav, particular type of Tuma, ritual impurity, and he can also be Mitame, he can also contaminate spiritually this Agola, this little walker that he has. Additionally, says the Mishnah, and he tells us the Shabbos, one may move it on Shabbos, it's not Muktzah, because it's considered a Kli, it's a regular object that has a regular usage. It ain't any Gereris, but it cannot be dragged on regular dirt on Shabbos and Yontif, Ela Gabi Kelim. One must place down on the floor garments or carpets or something like that. Why? Because if a kid drags it, it would make furrows in the ground, ditches in the ground. That's the prohibition of Chayfer of digging. And Yehuda and Rav Yehuda says, Kol HaKelim Ein Nigrar. All vessels may not be dragged on earth on Shabbos or Yontif, chutz min ha'agala, except for a wagon, because since it has wheels, hikoveshes, it pushes the earth down, it does not actually move the earth itself, and therefore there's no problem of making a hole or digging on Shabbos. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, upcoming day and a wonderful rest of your week.